This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai. Check out the Southtown Hyundai Advantage at southtownhyundai.ca.
Something strange is happening on your Instagram. I've convinced you to start posting more selfies. As, like, it's easy to just not do it, right?
Yeah, for sure. Well, there's, like, no reason for me to look good. I'm not going anywhere. So on right. those days where I'm like, oh, I look okay. Maybe I'll take a picture.
Yeah, so you've posted a couple selfies lately, and people love them. Like, you get ridiculous traction on them, which I think must mean you're not funny looking.
I mean, funny looking people get a lot of traction, too.
Not as much as not funny looking, maybe.
What about that dog that has a permanent tongue hanging out? It's got millions of followers.
Okay.
It's funny looking. The reason I wanted to talk about this is I'm genuinely curious if anyone listening to our show right now, are you a selfie saver? Because I don't know if you know this, but can you see insights if you have just a regular Instagram account, or do you have to change it to a business account to see that?
I think you can see insights on anything.
So when I go to my insights, 8 people have saved my latest selfie. Why? What are you doing with that? Do you like my shirt? Are you taking this photo to your hairstylist? Or
those are both reasonable explanations.
But I will never know who these people are. And then there's, so 8 people saved it. And then another 8 people sent it to someone else in a DM. Are you making fun of me?
You're thinking too much into the insights. I don't know, as far as saving it goes, what those other 7 people are up to.
Yeah.
What a bunch of creeps.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Ryder's a selfie saver. Do you have, you want to know what I save? Couches. Pictures of couches that I can't afford yet, but one day I would love to have. That's what I'm saving on Instagram. Who's saving my selfies?
No, honestly, I think you need to just understand that there is some people that are taking your hair to their hairdresser and shirt.
But the latest one, my hair wasn't brushed.
And there's also probably a few guys that want the picture for later when they're fantasizing about your future together.
Okay, we just got a text.
From a selfie saver?
Well, there's so many texts that it's taking forever for me to load. Tip said, I saved your selfie and showed it to my mom and said, you're my girlfriend.
See, innocent stuff. It's time to get some things off our chest. I'm very excited to see what you have to say that you think I'm going to be offended by. But first, I'll just get mine out of the way.
Sure.
Man, if you don't have a good up and down game at a grocery store these days, like up and down the aisle game,
okay,
you can get really mixed up with those arrows. Like yesterday, I ended up walking down an aisle that I've already been down the first time was the wrong way. And then I tried to backtrack to straighten it out. And I think I ended up going down another one the wrong. Like you really need to start at one end, follow the arrows from start to finish, and that's the best way to navigate the grocery store these days. But for anybody who's a scatterbrain such as myself, I'm like, oh, I need rice. And then I'll go get rice, and then I'll be like, oh, I forgot tomatoes. And then I'll go back to the tomato section. Like, I'm all over the place in the grocery store. I let my mind run amok, but it doesn't work with the arrows.
Maybe they need to start handing out maps at the door.
Yeah.
I mean, they have those signs for each of the aisle, but that's not helping.
Or, like they have on some golf courses, if you drive your cart off where you're supposed to have it, it just like automatically slows it down. If they could install that on shopping carts, that would be all right. Got to back her up.
All right, my time to complain.
No.
I think luxury cars, some of them, are overrated. And here's why. Majority of them are very low. By the time you can afford one, you got bad knees, a bad back. How do you get in and out of that thing? Have you ever gotten into a high luxury vehicle? You're sitting on the pavement. You're so low. Ryder drives, what do you drive?
It would not be considered a luxury car.
I know.
It's like an 01 BMW.
Yes, too low. So imagine if you upgraded eventually. Who's getting in that? How old are you at that point in your life when you're buying them? How do you get out of your vehicle without assistance?
So this is what you decided to complain about when today, for the first time in a month, I'm like, can I drive? I really want to wash my car afterward.
And I was like, fine. And then I tried to get out of the vehicle when we parked at work and I had to do the, like, you know what I'm talking about, the, like,
yeah.
The one, two,
I had to
three.
Give you, I had to give you a back. Push.
I do the rock back and forth. You grab onto the roof.
Yeah.
And pull yourself out. You kink your neck. I don't get the hype. Get an SUV.
It's not even that low. Like, maybe it's time for you to do some squats.
Hey, well, I squat often. Okay. That's why my knees are bad. Does anyone remember when we talked about that little chihuahua that was up for adoption and it hates every human ever, but it needed a home?
I remember that.
So this dog named Prancer has officially found its dream forever home, a single woman in her 50s who also hates everyone.
Because it did like, this dog didn't like men, kids, or other animals, right? It just needed a single woman home.
Yeah, exactly. And Prancer the Chihuahua has an Instagram account. So you can go follow Prancer. And it's miserable woman who has now found her soulmate. I just think that, like, this woman also has a great sense of humor. Right. She's like, hey,
if that's me,
we could get along great. Let's do this.
Tell me something good.
My story is about crafty, thought out mom and artistic 5-year-old. So the lockdown obviously has been pretty damn tough on many people, including our kids, and a mom decided to do something about it. So she painted her garage door in like the chalkboard paint kind of.
Yep.
Yeah. And let her daughter twice a week go out and draw whatever she wanted on it with the help of like even little, like little small ladders, step ladders, and lots and lots of chalk. So twice a week, this 5-year-old's been going out. Her right arm was starting to get sore, so she taught herself how to draw with her left arm. So now she's ambidextrous.
Love that.
Which is also awesome. And apparently the neighborhood has taken note as people drive by to take pictures of the artwork every time she's done twice a week. And she has certain times that she lets people know that
she's
done. Oh my gosh,
I love her.
Tell me something good.
Play 107, it's Ryder and Lisa. Mother's Day on Sunday. And we thought it would be a good opportunity to open the phone and text line to moms to confess things. Everybody's got secrets.
I saw a viral video yesterday of a mom saying, listen, all I want for Mother's Day is to be left alone. Take the kids, get them out of the house,
and
let me lay on the couch in my underwear and watch Netflix, please.
Okay.
Because, yeah, majority of the time for Mother's Day, the kids... Mm-hmm. And the partner will, they'll plan something. Like, well, that sounds exhausting too, no?
The reason I wanted to talk about these mom confessions, and this can be like something that you hide from your kids or your partner. I have a group chat with some friends I went to college with, and one of the moms said that she has this new trick to get her husband to quit playing video games. Like, if it's excessive and it's late and she's, like, cold in bed and wants him to come up.
Yeah.
She has access to the Wi-Fi, so she'll just, like, for the house on her phone, so she'll just shut off the Wi-Fi for a brief second.
Well, you can get an app for that now?
Apparently.
That's crazy.
And it kills the Wi-Fi, like, just briefly, and then she'll turn it back on, and his game will, like... crash because he's playing online, and she said like 80% of the time it works and he'll come up to bed afterwards. I just thought it was a really crafty mom confession.
And she'll never tell him?
No, I don't think so.
That's great.
She's gonna want to use that one for years to come.
Play 107.
We did mom confessions last year as well, and that's when I got the best little morsel of information I've ever gotten as a parent, and I'm gonna share it with you right now. That if you want to have a solid nap, you just tell the kids, I'm going to take a quick nap. When I get up, we got some chores to do. They will let you sleep as long as you want.
That is the smartest thing I've ever heard.
Isn't it? Like, it's literally just perfect. Like, I'm talking, I've had a 2.5-hour nap when I've said that to my daughter.
Well, speaking of kind of like the same thing, Jill wrote in, saying, if I'm ever having a super tired day, I pretend I'm being a super fun mom and say we're having a pajama movie day. We all lounge around with the curtains shut, nice and dark. We watch movies the entire day and mommy gets to rest and the kids think it's fun and I'm awesome. I think that is genius, Jill. Thank you so much.
Katie says, if my kids or husband leave dirty socks on the floor long enough, I just throw them away.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. We're pivoting here.
To some anger?
Yep, and I like that because eventually there's going to be some kids without socks. And whose fault is it? The kids. Yeah, but then their shoes get stinky. Are we winning in the end
here?
No,
I guess not, right? This text also has to do with clothing. If I don't like the way a shirt fits on my husband, I'll donate it. But then I'll buy him two more of a style I like. He never seems to get real upset about it. So I'm like, I got you a couple new shirts.
Nice.
You can't find that old one that looked like junk on you.
I do the grocery shopping and I usually put everything away. And so I'll put all of my stuff in my, because I go to the superstore, so I bag my own. All of my goodies go into my own little bag. And then I take them back with my chocolate covered almonds and my favorite Hawkins cheesies. And I take my little bag and I tuck it underneath the blanket in my bed so they can't hear where I'm hiding it. So then I wait until they're in bed and then I put it in my secret hiding spot and they never know.
You know what? You deserve those treats because the fact that you do the grocery shopping and you put it away, they don't deserve to know about your secret stash.
That's right. Like ever.
Play 107.
It is time for Unsung Heroes, where we give shout-outs to people, places, and things that don't always get the attention and love they deserve. I can be your hero.
Shout-out to fur baby moms who will also be celebrating Mother's Day this weekend by ordering themselves an entire pizza and a bottle of wine. You deserve it, too. Cleaning up dog poop and cleaning a litter box, that's a lot of work.
It is. No, I agree. Hey, listen, right now, any reason to celebrate, exactly. Go for
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Any excuse to buy a Zaw?
Yeah. Shout out to parents for getting to listen to their kids at home not really learning again as of tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. They're trying.
They are.
Hard.
No,
it's so hard.
Of course. But, like, yesterday I heard my daughter, this would have been...
2 weeks ago when she was online.
No, it was yesterday during her music lesson, which was also at home. I heard her talk about tacos for 6 minutes while the teacher was like, can we get back to the piano? So same thing as at home learning
right.
in school.
Shout out to people who go for runs along the highway. I can't imagine being that motivated. I only start running in residential areas when one single vehicle is coming, so it looks like I'm trying.
Shout out to the newly single Bill Gates. Apparently, it didn't have anything to do with a floppy disk. He just didn't have enough RAM.
I rate that joke Microsoft 10 out of 10.
Thank you.
Shout out to anyone who pulls out their 5-year-old Old Navy flip-flops every single year. We can totally be stinky-footed friends, because same. The black pair. They're like $5. That's $1 a year.
Shout out to dads for having absolutely no idea what bouquet will work with the current seasonal decor feel of the house. And to moms for not caring and appreciating the gesture anyway.
You know what is a good choice right now? What's really in? It's just greenery. Like, not actually putting... No, greenery's so beautiful.
You just go pick some weeds?
Yeah. Shout out to Oilers fans for getting to watch games and not hold their breath for the first time in, what, 2 decades? Goilers, comfortable in a playoff position.
Yeah.
Comfortable?
Not language I'm used to. And finally, shout out to the 6 pieces of clothing that have held up as my entire wardrobe from this last year.
Yeah.
You the real MVP. One shirt.
Ready to reminisce? It's time for the Nostalgia Off with Ryder and Lisa.
From Ustara and Company, your personal injury lawyers. 780-428-6565.
Play 107.
Yes, everybody loves the Nostalgia Off.
And even more now that there's a prize.
You know it. So this is why it's so important for you to get your vote on, because we have a wager today, and one of you, we're just going to randomly pick somebody who votes, is getting a $50 Visa gift card thanks to Mustara and Company.
Bonus.
Love it. So the wager today is hilarious. We've decided that the loser has to go outside immediately after dinner on a weeknight and play until the streetlights come on. That is the funniest wager.
Like kick a soccer ball around.
Anything. It doesn't
build
matter.
Build a sandcastle.
And the only reason you can have your phone and be on your phone is to post videos and content of what you're playing with outside. I'm so excited for this round.
All right. You get to decide who wins by telling us which list hits you harder in the feels. Let's go back and forth. Lise?
That moment in class when the kid touches your thumb playing 7-Up.
Asking someone if they have a webcam when things were starting to get pretty serious in your relationship.
On MSN, you could hook up your webcam. That's hilarious. The Spice Girls Chupa Chups suckers with the photos of them as rappers.
Jonathan Torrens being on every show you watched.
Your parents having their stereo system in that dark wood cabinet with glass doors that you would push on to open, but you were never allowed to go in there or put fingerprints on it.
Your uncle wearing a football jersey crop top that nobody asked him to wear.
No, what? Who are your uncles? When your parents would bake and give you the electric mixer hand with the cookie dough to lick it off, and bonus if it had chocolate chips.
That snake game on your phone where you couldn't hit the edges or your growing back end, just play that for hours.
That was on the Nokia. And last but not least for me, having a warm mozzarella cheese string in your lunch kit.
And my last one is everything on the playground being a 9.5 out of 10 threat level for getting tetanus.
Okay.
The slide was rusty metal. The swings were rusty metal. The spinny thing was rusty metal.
What's a spinny thing?
Like where you get on and it spins around and around.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody
yeah.
like runs and you puke. And it looks like you may have won the nostalgia off today.
Yeah. I mean, there were a lot of votes for you too, man. But I think it was my Spice Girls suckers that really brought it home.
107. So you came up with profound realization and potential business idea while in the line at Dairy Queen. Can you explain?
Yes. So they just announced that they have a drumstick blizzard.
This which is not an ad, by the way.
No, it's not. They have a drumstick blizzard. I'm like, oh, great. I love drumsticks. But is it just little pieces of the cone and chocolate and ice cream? Yes, essentially, that's probably what it is. I didn't get it. What did I get? I got the peanut butter Buster something.
The peanut butter parfait.
Oh,
solid choice.
Solid choice. But I'm like, okay, they need to make just the end bite of a drumstick and just put a bunch of those in the blizzard. Like those big chunks, the very last bite that has the solid chocolate in it.
And usually has like a little bit of ice cream melted on top.
It is
okay.
The best bite. So what is like the best bite invention? If you could get something that's just a bunch of the best bite, what would you invent?
So like even the business idea could be like a restaurant that served just these things.
Just the best bites.
Like the first bite of a chicken wing.
The nucleus chip? Which is when you get nachos and there's that one nacho in the middle that has all
everything
is on it.
Right.
So imagine getting served a plate of just a bunch
of nucleus
of
chips.
Nucleuses.
That's really funny. Like really great concept.
So genuinely curious, what would you invent? What would you put on this menu?
What else would be on the menu? Yeah, like to me, Lindor chocolates, the first bite is so good. The second bite, you're just finishing.
It's too rich.
So like if they had, if they had half Lindors, maybe.
Okay. Ryan just wrote in saying, Lisa, this is the muffin top idea from Seinfeld. And it's true. And that is a brilliant business plan. Has anyone actually went out there and just made muffin tops? Nobody wants the bottom.
I prefer the bottom.
No.
Yeah.
the top is where it's at.
I could probably get a pretty good deal at that restaurant if you served muffin tops. I'd just wait out back for the bottoms.
We want to hear from you. What is the best bite invention? Because I just thought of another one.
Okay.
The last bite of your partner's sandwich.
Mm.
So just like a bunch of last bites.
I don't think that would be a big seller on the menu.
Okay, so maybe not your partner's, but just the last bite of someone's sandwich.
Okay, so could you just serve like French onion soup topping?
Like, yes.
That could be on the menu.
Dude, the melted hard cheese,
yeah,
that comes
cheese,
out,
yeah,
that comes out of a pizza pop and lands on the plate.
Just serve the crust.
Just the little tiny crispy cheese bites. Kat, who actually works here in our writing, our creative department, sent me a link that literally they make something called muddy bites, bite-sized waffle cones.
Mm.
It's the end bite of a drumstick.
Incredible.
Absolutely genius. I love this. So we want to add things to the list of the best bites menu. What do you got? We got amazing texts rolling in. This one, the last wet bite of a donair.
Oh, good answer.
That's really good.
Good answer.
So just picture this. You're getting served a bunch of those on a plate.
Yeah.
It's genius.
I feel like I'm on Family Feud as one of the other family members right now.
Good answer. The chocolate fudge with cookie crumble from the ice cream cakes.
Okay,
just little bites of that. The middle bite of a cinnamon bun.
Yes.
We got that in from Kristen.
Put it on the list.
Derek wrote the same thing in as well. Apparently, there's a restaurant, though, that does serve just those.
Well, and there's a place downtown, I think it's a Dockside, that serves chicken skins as an appetizer menu.
It's funny you say that. Jody wrote in saying, how about shake and bake chicken skin? Roland says just the stuffed crust from pizza. William wrote in saying the crusty rim on the plate of baked spaghetti. Steve says that one perfect sunflower seed that's deshelled already in your handful at a ball game.
Boondock is the name.
Boondock.
Not Dockside. Boondock downtown has the fried chicken skin. Only $8.
Wow.
Yeah.
The edge bites of a steak or just the middle bite of a steak. A bunch of those. Isn't that just steak bites?
No, but like, okay, let's talk ribeyes for a second. I forget what it's called, but like the outside wrapping on the one side of a proper ribeye.
Okay.
Is next level. And usually you don't eat your whole steak. So when I'm making it for you, I've never told you this before. If I'm ever cooking a ribeye for you, I'll take that piece off.
Okay.
For myself.
Interesting.
Yeah.
See, I don't really care for steak, so like that one to me. We'll put it on the menu.
You're not allowed to say that in Alberta.
Sorry. Johnny wrote in saying the first sip of coffee. How do we make that happen? How do we serve a bunch of first sips?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, Miss Vicky's chips, but the ones that are doubled over four times so you get the most best crunch.
Oh. Ryder, tell her what you ate last night.
Well, have you had the spicy dill yet?
Obviously, spicy dill and also Applewood smoked barbecue.
Yeah, they just crunch different when they're the Wish chips. But I disagree with her on the fact that, like, folded over four times. Those are a hazard, a mouth skin hazard. You get too many folds going there. You're cutting yourself.
Yeah, but sometimes it's the cut's so worth it.
The salt burns.
It feels good.
Ryder and Lisa.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai.
Play 107.